now let us see what the IT Act speaks about. Any publication which is done for fraudulent purpose, that is for creating fraud. Now, whoever knowingly creates, publishes or otherwise makes available a digital signature certificate for any fraudulent or unlawful purpose. For example, the person is aware that this particular digital certificate is issued, signature certificate is issued for a fraud investment company who is going to create fraud. Okay, if it is knowingly done, then such person shall be punished with imprisonment for a term which may extend up to 2 years or fine up to 1 lakh rupees or both. So you need to be sure that whoever is doing this activity is a lawful activity and not for fraudulent or unlawful activity. Now let us see what section 75 says. Act to apply for offense or contravention which is committed outside India. As I said that a person of foreign national would also be covered by the IT Act 2000. So what are the circumstances under which this particular contravention, when it is committed by a non-foreigner or by any person outside India? Now, subject to the provisions of subsection 2, that is this, the provision of this act shall apply also to any offense or contravention committed outside India by any person irrespective of his nationality, whether he is Indian, whether he is Nigerian, whether he is a German or a British citizen, he will be liable for any offense that he commits under this section. Now, for purpose of subsection 1, this act shall apply to an offense or contravention committed outside India by any person if the act or conduct constituting located in India. If that act or conduct, whatever is done, for example, by sitting abroad, I am doing a fraud in India, then that person will be liable. Okay. Now, when such contraventions are done, confiscation becomes very important because we have to investigate and there is requirement to go ahead and prove such crimes. So, confiscation is also a procedure that is taken care. Now, what does it speak about confiscation? Any computer system, floppy, CD, tape drives or any other accessory that are related with the computer system in respect of the entire act, okay, or the rules or the regulation shall be liable to confiscation, provided. Now, there is a proviso where it is established to the satisfaction of the court adjudicating the confiscation that the person in whose possession, power or control of any such computer system, floppy, CD, etc. relating to the computer system is found is not responsible for the contravention. He is not the one who is responsible. Okay. The court may, instead of making an order for confiscation of such computer system or the floppy, etc., make such other order which would be authorized by the act against the person who is actually guilty of contravention of the procedures. Provisions of the act, rule, order, etc. Okay. So, if the court thinks deem fit, then court will order that no, don't confiscate, go behind the person who has actually gone ahead and contravened the provisions. Now, section 72 deals with penalties and confiscation, not to interfere with other punishments. Now, no penalty imposed or confiscation made under this act shall prevent the imposition of any other punishment to which the person affected thereby is liable under any other law for the time being in force. So, just because under IT Act I have confiscated, it would not mean that the penalty cannot be imposed or imprison cannot be done. If he is guilty under any other act also, like for example MCOCA Act, okay, that is the organized crime, it deals with the organized crime. So, if I am guilty under the Organized Crime Act, under the MCOCA, so I'll also be liable under the MCOCA other than confiscation and imposition of penalty under this act. Now, power of the to investigate the offense. Notwithstanding anything contained in the CRPC, a police officer not below the rank of deputy superintendent of police shall investigate any offence under this act. So it is the DSP who shall investigate all the offences that are committed under the IT Act 2000. Network service providers not to be liable in certain cases. Now, I am the network service provider who is only providing the network. I am not the creator of website. When will I not be liable as a service provider? For removal of doubts, it is hereby declared that no person providing any service as a network service provider shall be liable under this act, rules, regulations made thereunder, for any third party information or data made available by him if he proves that the offence or contravention was committed without his knowledge or that he had exercised all due diligence to prevent the commission of such offence for contravention. So he has to prove that he is not the one who has done this crime and neither did he had any intention or knowledge that such crime would be committed. Now, for this purpose, network service provider means an intermediary, and third party information would mean what? Any information which dealt with by a network service provider in his capacity as an intermediary. Now, what are the security guidelines? Now, this document provides guidelines for the implementation and management of information technology security. Now, due to the inherent dynamism of the security requirements, the document does not provide an exact template for the organizations to follow. However, appropriate suitable samples of security process are provided for guidelines. So, let us see what are these guidelines. Implementation of an information security program. It is very important for successful implementation of a meaningful information security program, it rests with the management. The management has to make sure that everyone is aware about the how to secure its cyberspace, its computer. Unless and until the managers take this objective and make sure that each and every employee, each and every person is tutored, explained, given tutoring under this IT Act as to how to go ahead and create a secure space and make sure that your account, your documents, your CD, etc., your pen drive are virus free, then it will be very helpful and hacking, cracking, all this will be minimized to a greater extent. Now, the information security program should be broken down in specific stages. What are they? Adoption of a security policy. There should be adoption of a certain security policy. For example, for a time being, I was a consultant for a credit information company. So, they had deactivated all the pen drive systems. So, you will not be able to use the pen drive. Every email that comes in and goes in is made sure that this it's verified from the server. So, these were the kind of security policies that were used by some desk. People where they were not allowed to go ahead and carry laptop at home. Their laptops were locked. So, they were not able to go ahead and remove their laptops from their desk area. Security risk analysis to make sure that your workspace is completely secure. Development and implementation of an information classification system. So, you need to have an information classification system that this is purely confidential. Only this kind of category of people will go ahead and deal with this kind of, if it's extremely confidential, these are the category of employers who will deal with the information. Then the less. So that way you need to create a hierarchy as to who goes ahead and uses this information. You need to have a classification of this kind of system. Then development and implementation of the security standard manual. There needs to be a manual with everyone to develop a secure security standard. Okay. So everyone is following that. Implementation of the management security self-assessment process. So they should self assess themselves, because they are dealing using their digital signature. They are the ones who are dealing the top and the most crucial confidential information. Ongoing security program, maintenance and enforcement. Every now and then, you know, you need to have a check on whether how secure is your computer system, your server, and there should be training to that effect in terms of this policy. Now, the principal task of the security implementation is to go ahead and define the responsibilities of the person who are in the organization. For example, the IT head will do this, the legal head will do this. You know, in such a fashion, you go ahead and give responsibility to each person of the organization. Now, the implementation should be based on a very general principle, that is, the person who would be generating the information is also responsible for its security. For example, when I am printing out any information for my use, I should make sure that there is some other person who is standing at the printout area to go ahead and make sure that the document comes back to me and is not used by somebody else, right? So now, in order to go ahead and enable him to carry out these responsibilities, there should be proper instructions, tools and environment which needs to be established. If these are not given, like for example, if I do not have a person, I'm giving a print here, I need to inform that this kind of a print I'm giving, nobody touches my print, the print. And you go ahead and make sure that everyone is accessible to the printer in easier time to catch up with the printing. Okay, it shouldn't be that I'm on one corner of the room and my printer is at the other corner of the floor. By that time, somebody else will go ahead and confiscate and take away my document, and it may happen so that it is the most important document of a confidential document that has been lost. Now, when different pieces of information at one level are integrated, so how do you establish this? When different pieces of information at one level are integrated, you need to go ahead and form higher value information, and the responsibility for its security need to also go up in the hierarchy. So the most important will be with the management, with the most important person, the least with the least people. So like that, if you create the hierarchy, or that your information is secured and every person should be liable for such security. Now, it should also be absolutely clear with respect to each information as to who is its owner or who is its custodian and its users. Okay, for example, if I am making a PowerPoint presentation, I may not be the owner, the owner will be the company. I would be its custodian and its user. Or maybe I am just the user, I am the one only who has made it, but the custodian may be my head, the legal head, and likewise. So that needs to be very clear. If you see, most of the time, if you right click on your Microsoft Word, you always have who has made the last modification or who has made the changes, etc., who has created the document. So that should also be blocked automatically, that should be read. Okay, so and now in this, why it becomes important? Because it should be the duty of each owner to whom this rights are assigned, or classification of the information, so that you are able to make sure that it was that particular person's responsibility. Now, the custodian of the information is responsible for proper implementation of security guidelines and making the information available to the users on a need-to-know basis. If as a legal person, I am required to know only a portion, then only a portion needs to be informed to me. Now, what is information classification? Because we spoke how information classification is. Now, information assets must be classified according to their sensitivity. I do not know how many of you are working, but if you must have seen on your Outlook specially, you have a tag where you can go ahead and select the type of email on sensitivity. You can mark it on sensitivity, whether it is high on sensitivity, low on sensitivity, or it is average. Okay. So you should be able to classify the information according to its sensitivity and thereby give the importance. Now, it would be unrealistic to expect that the managers and employees are able to maintain control all over the information, but then it is necessary to train them and advise them on which type of information are sensitive and how the organization would like to have the sensitive information handled. Like many organizations now have the shredder. You can't give it to Raddiwala. You shred those documents. No matter what the nature of the document is, you go ahead and shred the documents. You are not allowed to take any document outside your office space without permission. So these are kind of, you know, hierarchy or this kind of manuals you can go ahead and guidelines you can create in order to make a secure environment. Now, classification, declassification, labeling, storage access, destruction, reproduction of classified data, and the administrative overhead created by this process must be considered as to how these things are to be done. Now, failure to maintain a balance between the value of information classified and administrative burden placed by the classification system will result in long-term difficulty. So, what it should do is, if I do not need the data, immediately keep a timeline as to this is the timeline till when it will be classified as high classification, the time period where the high classification would be shifted, etc. Now, confidential is that classification of information of which unauthorized disclosure or use would result into serious damage to the organization. For example, the organization is trying to get into a deal with someone. Giving out the name of the third party to the competitor, it becomes a confidential information. Your strategic planning documents, it becomes confidential. Now, restricted documents. So, these are the various classification of the documents. So, it could be confidential, it could be restricted. It is restricted when a particular head would only or a particular employer will only go ahead and use that. Okay. So, restricted is that classification of information of which unauthorized use or disclosure would not be in the best interest of the organization or to its customers. Like, design details, your softwares that you are testing. So, these applications must be tested as part of business continuity and disaster recovery plan. You must have a disaster recovery plan. Now, the way we have, BMC has this fire protection system. This is the way to exit, etc. In the similar fashion, you must have fire protection for your computer. You need to make sure that even your computer systems, your server is taken care of. Recently, around in December, one of the offices got gutted in fire at VT near High Court. A friend of mine had her office. Now, she was on the first floor and the fire gutted the second floor basically. But because of there were almost 6 to 7 fire engines and the water was splashed so much that she lost 6 deaths top. Only one remained. And why? Because that was under the table, the CPU was under the table and it remained untouched by water. So, you know, in such circumstances, you need to have some plan for fire protection. Now, any combustible materials, they should not be stored within 100 meters of the operational site. Automatic fire detection, fire suppression systems and audible alarms, these are certain things which have been mentioned that the fire brigade must have at the operational site. These are also the requirements of the BMC under the through their fire officer. You must, as in company, make sure that fire extinguishers are installed at operational site and their locations are clearly marked with appropriate sign as to what exactly is to be done. Okay, periodic testing, inspection and maintenance of these fire equipments and suppression systems should be carried. You must also make sure that you know you go ahead and prepare your staff as to how to and what to go ahead. A drill, a fire drill must be taken care, maybe you know, once in 2 months or once in 3 months. Now the procedures for the safe evacuation should also be visibly displayed at prominent places. There shall be no eating, drinking or smoking in the operational site. Okay, the work area should be kept clean at all times. Now what are the environmental protections? There should be water detectors and they should be installed under the raised floors throughout the operational site, and there should be an audible alarm. The temperature and humidity condition in the operational site should be monitored regularly and controlled periodically. Any personnel at operational site would, any person who is present, who is in charge of the operational site, he should be trained to monitor and control the equipment and devices which have been installed for fire protection and environment protection. Now, periodic inspection, as has been done for fire, is also required to be done here for environmental protection, periodic inspection, testing, maintenance of equipment, etc. Physical access. Now, responsibilities round the clock, 7 days a week, throughout the area for physical security of the system used for operation and actual physical layout at the site operations should be defined, and a person should be named that A, B, C will only be allowed to have physical access to the survey area, you know, the operational site or the server room. There should be a biometric physical access security of the system which should be installed to control and audit access to the operational site, so that it is made sure that not everybody is given access to the operational site. Now, physical access to the operational site at all times should be very kept under control. It should be controlled and restricted only to the authorized personnel, no one else. Okay, personnel authorized for limited physical access shall not be allowed to gain unauthorized access. So, for example, the authorized person is allowed only 2 hours to access. So, he should not be allowed to go beyond that. There should be a reason for him and he needs to inform if it requires more than that particular hour which is given. Now, there should be any dual control over the inventory and issue of access card or the keys during normal business hours to the data center should be in place. Okay, an up-to-date list of personnel who possess such cards should be regularly maintained and archived for a period of 3 years. Loss of access cards, key, they must be reported immediately to the security supervisor or your immediate supervisor, and he shall take appropriate action to prevent any unauthorized access. All individuals other than the operation staff shall sign in and sign out of the operational site and shall be accompanied by operation staff. So anyone who enters, a visitor is entering, a visitor you know, access card should be given and his sign in and sign out should be kept, and every person should accompany the person. Like for example, if he's come for to meet me, I should make sure that I take that person, make him sit at that desk, and I do not leave him unattended, because it may so happen that person may access any confidential information. The emergency exits, they should be tested periodically, okay, to access the security system that it is operational, or else it would happen that we have installed them, never using it, and at the actual time of emergency it is not opening. Now, all opening of the data center should be monitored round the clock by surveillance video camera. So, the server room should have a CCTV camera so that you are sure as to who is entering and getting into the system. So, if you follow all these activities in your company, you are making sure that your data is protected and these cybers, you do not fall, or your company do not fall prey to the cyber space. A lot is to be involved because information technology is dynamic. It's evolving. The way we are, before we had a different kind of mobile, which were big, then they become small. And now today I have a walkie computer system with me. It helps me to print. If I have a printer connected with a software, it helps me to go on the internet, access my email. It's smart. Okay, so I have a mini laptop work or computer system walking along with me. So this is how information technology is going ahead and changing. It's variable, it's dynamic, ever changing. So it is your responsibility to make sure that you remain in a secure space and make sure that your data are kept secure. Thank you very much.